And our special guest this hour, Angela Moore. We're going to talk about her psychic abilities, things she sees, and we'll take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Angela Moore with us. We'll get your calls, a few more stories. So, Angela, these aliens are all around us, aren't they?
Thank you. That's what I think. I think there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And I think I'm supposed to tell you something, by the way. You remember, well, you probably don't remember because, you know, you talk to so many people.
I remember everything.
Bless your heart. But you and me were talking one time on the radio, and you had said you felt like there's something big happening. And,
yep.
Of course, you know, there's been lots of big things that's happened. But it hit me, and it hit me strong in the past couple of days that I should tell you this. I think it's so big that we're not even seeing it for what it is, that it's like we're in the middle of it already, and we don't even realize it. In other words, when you think of something big, you think of, like, explosive action, you know, like suddenness, like overnightness. You know what I'm saying? But then you got this other kind of big, George, where think of, like, a river that's rising, and it's rising, you know, from the flooding or whatever, and it's rising, rising, and then you don't even realize it, but all of a sudden it hits, like, it just everywhere. It's in all the land, and it's in all the places, and it's everywhere. And then that's what it feels like, that the changes are so big that are happening right now that we're not even able to see them because they're just kind of encroaching and surrounding us in that way. Anyway, I think I'm supposed to tell you that for what it's worth.
Okay. Now, before we take calls, California, some cities may be without water really soon.
Yeah.
Others, a few months. What do you see with earth changes?
You better brace yourself is what I see. I mean, I think, you know, we're trying really, really hard to turn the Earth into a desert planet. I mean, of course, there may be other places now that will suffer opposite, you know, from floods and everything else. I will not even rule out a minor ice age, even though there's global warming. I think it could really create even that kind of energy. But you're going to start seeing extremes of weather. You heard me, honey. You just brace yourself because it's coming, and it's already here. And Earth is not going to be the planet that we used to know and love. It's already not that planet. It's already not. Look back, you know, to the people, our grandparents and stuff like that, and the world the way it was when they were young, and now the way it is. You know, now that my grandson's here, it's a different world. I'm talking, you know, with nature, not just with, you know, the human being's behavior. I'm talking the natural world.
Sure is. Let's take some calls. You ready?
Uh-huh.
We'll go to Oregon City in Oregon. Elisa is there. Welcome to the program, Elisa. You are up with us.
Thank you, George.
Sure thing.
Hi, Angela. I just want to know, like, what sort of personal guidance you might be able to give me at this time. My life is extremely unstable in many areas.
Oh, okay. Can I get your birthday? Because that kind of helps me focus.
You need that.
It's,
okay.
It's December 27th, 1965.
Did she say December 27th?
Yeah.
You know, it's 65. Sunday. I always see people in bunches, and the Capricorn people have been, like, you know, really active lately. And I'm not an astrologer, but after, you know, just 22 years of doing this and observing people, it's just amazing how that everything, you know, seems to cycle or come in patterns, whatever. You know, I think what I'm going to tell you is you're just going to have to make a plan of what you'd like to see happen and try to keep a vision of what you wish, but then you have to just kind of take it a day at a time. I expect you're going to go through a period of confusion, but the good news is that's because your higher self is going to be working so fast your conscious mind can't keep up, okay? And you're just going to have to kind of know that this is just part of your process. But try to, like, you know, if you don't know what you wish for, because that's me sometimes, you know, I like to spell a prayer that says, show me what to ask for. Show me what's the best for me, because I don't know. And then I think if you'll do that, just spell out that prayer, show me what's best. And then just kind of let go a little bit. Don't try to control everything. Try to see if an idea sparks in your mind. And then, like I said, try to keep that vision alive. And then you just deal with things on a day-to-day-to-day basis. But what I'm feeling with you is it's very likely to be a very temporary situation. I feel like you come down, you know, like things are, oh, this is not so good. It's really heavy and awful. But then you start coming back up. You might slip and slide a little bit, but then you come back up. And then once you come back up, I think you're going to be able to stay up for a little while. That's about the best I can tell you on that, honey.
As soon as I get up, I'll know.
You got it. Great. How does this come to you, Angela? And why are the birth dates important?
It just gives me something to focus on. And to be honest, I mean, you know, people might just make something up. I don't know. I think it's code for my brain. It tells me, you know, to get in the zone. I mean, I hope people don't make it up because...
Well, what if they do? Then do they get a different reading?
I know. Like I said, really, I think it's just a technique that helps my brain say, go to work, you know. It's just something everybody's got their little habits and their little techniques, and this is mine, okay? Don't question. It's just what it is.
How do people get in touch with their own inner self? How do they do that?
I think everything starts with a decision, and I think you just have to come to that place where you say, I want to know more about who I am. And then I think you put out that energy in the form of a thought, through meditation, through prayer. And I think the more you just kind of put that out there, the more that you do get that information coming back to you. And we get it, you know, through our relationships. We attract people to us who look like us, you know, or symbolic, you know, not symbolically. I'm sleepy. I can't get the words out right now. But you
take some coffee. Wake up.
I cannot do that. Anyway, you put out that energy that, you know, you draw people to you, and you look around you. Okay, George, you look around you, and you see what kind of people are in your life, what kind of people are attracted to you. And by looking at those people, you can kind of see where you are. Because, again, like attracts like. And if you don't like what you're seeing, then you need to take a step back, and you need to try to change your thoughts, change your habits, change your mind, basically. And you know what? I'm going to go back. I got off track. You just asked me about the alien thing. Now, listen, George, I'm going to tell you what I think. I had this little dog, little chihuahua. I'm overrun with dogs. Anyway.
Love dogs.
I swear you. They just move in here and won't leave. But anyway, I've got this little chihuahua, or did have, and her name was Ren. She was wonderful. And I would show her reflection right in the mirror. And Ren would not look at it. She just, you know, no matter what I did to try to get the little thing to look at herself, she refused. She'd turn her head. That's what I think goes on this planet when it comes to otherworldly beings. We will not see it. Even when it's right in front of us, it's like we turn away because we don't want to know. And I want to tell you something else about that. One of these mornings, I was laying in the bed, and I started, you know, getting this real strong, you know how you do when you're halfway out of sleep, you get a lot of strong impressions.
Yeah.
I started getting this real strong impression of alien beings, you know, in the newspaper. It's like they're here, and I had a feeling that there was like a gigantic one, like in the sky right above us, or right, you know, there, and it was just an overwhelming dream. And I started to panic, and I was thinking, no, I won't panic. Human beings are ready. We've been being prepared for this for years. You cannot tell me that we're not being desensitized because, oh, yes, we are. But anyway, it was like instead of feeling like, oh, yay, you know, it's going to happen, I was feeling extreme panic. And then the panic left, and I hear like a voice in my own thoughts, kind of like, and it was saying, this is why they can't let, you know, I see them because of the way you felt right there. That is the way people would feel. And that kind of opened my eyes. You know, maybe, you know, there's a lot of people who say we're absolutely ready, but maybe a lot more are not. But anyway, just thought I'd share that with you for what it's worth.
All right, now we're going to Dayton, Ohio. Susan, and her birth date, Angela, is November 24, 1963. Hello, right. Susan, you are up with us. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had two questions. First of all, I was wondering what you see for me for the future. And the second question is, my mother passed away in December of 2012 from cancer. And we just recently sold her house. And I was just wondering if there's any message that she has for me.
I think the message is in her presence, because what I'm going to say about that is I think that she's with you, and if you're not feeling her, I don't know why not. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes when people are really close to us and the ones we want to feel, I think maybe we block it or something. But, yes, mm-hmm. I do think that she is there. She will let you know that either through dreams, through a scent, or through just the thought. But I think that is the message, just to know you're not alone, that she's walking with you. And I feel very strongly about that. She's also good. You know, don't worry. You're not. I think I'm supposed to tell you, don't have to worry. Your energy, by the way, is really big. It's like if you were here, I think you would just fill up my whole room. You've got real big energy in a good way. It's bright. It's vibrant. But what was that first thing you asked me, sweetie? Did you ask me about how?
What do you see for my future?
You're asking about house. Well, for a future, you got kind of a bouncy energy. Now, you know, like I told him already, I am not the fountain of all knowledge, and you can, if you don't like something, I say, honey, change it, okay? But you got kind of a bouncy energy, and I think with you, it's going to be kind of feast or famine. So I'm going to say, pay attention to when you get your, you know, money coming in, what you're supposed to do, and when you get, you know, things happening, just take care of management so that you kind of get a level pace. Otherwise, it might be a little bit bouncier than you might like. But I feel like basically there's some good things coming for you, but like I said, maybe in bunches, and your job is to take that and smooth it as best as you can so that you get kind of a sense of control, maybe, or, you know, control is an illusion probably, but at least maybe have more of a sense of it. Now, I do feel some sort of relationship thing coming up, and I don't know if you already got somebody or not, but...
Yes, I do. I've got a wonderful husband who's been trying to find a job.
That's a stressor. Well, that's...
since 2011, and he's been working a series of temp jobs and part-time jobs, and he's been trying to find something permanent, and it's been, you know, a struggle.
It is. It's a struggle for a lot. It's been a struggle for me. I got a car sitting up there right now. I'm wondering how I'm going to get fixed. It is really difficult for a lot of people, but I think for you, I don't know, something about you. I think you might be a little bit lucky, and that relationship thing I'm feeling is probably, you know, the strain of exactly what you just said already. So I'm thinking that, you know, this is not your forever place. So there's your good news. It's not your forever place. I do believe your husband's going to get, you know, I think there's going to be somebody helping him. I feel like a man's either going to take a liking to him or, you know, maybe open a door for him. And I feel like that's going to take some stress off. But one of the first things I felt was that whole money thing and that management thing. And, of course, you already know that. But the good news is this is not forever. You're going to find your groove, and I think you're going to, you know, be able to catch your breath on down the road. In the meantime, you just got to take it a day at a time. It's all you can do.
All right, Susan, thanks for that. When you get impressions for people, are they mostly good things?
I try to focus on the good things. Let me put it that way. So, and if I see something bad, you know, and sometimes you do, you know, I try to find a way to help a person make decisions that might lead them around those. Now, that don't always work, George. You know, sometimes, I mean, I could tell you another story, but you might not have time, but, you know, where I tried really hard to save a few people and I couldn't. But I think maybe that was their destiny. You know, like I said, you got free will, but certain things are, you know, destined. And the thing is, you don't always know the difference. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen or felt that someone was going to die?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's exactly, you know, well, we already talked about my friend, you know, it was his death all over. But yes, honey, I have. And sometimes, you know, I think it can be avoided. And that's why I try to help people to make decisions. And I'll just tell you, I had this girl, her name is Yolanda, and she would not mind me telling you, wonderful person. And, but she really had a bad life. I mean, way bad life. I mean, you know, like she, you know, had been in prison. She had, you know, lost her kids and blah, 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 and this and that. Well, she came to see me, and I just felt like, hey, I feel she's going to end up dead in the ditch. I felt somebody's going to murder her. I really felt strongly somebody's going to murder her, and I told her flat out. And the reason I did, because I wanted to scare her. I wanted her to not have that outcome, right? And, I mean, I saw it. It was genuine, but I also wanted her to not do that. Anyway, she saw me for years, and hey, she straightened up, and she, you know, she got a good job, she had her kids back. She was, I was so proud of her. And she calls me one day, and she says, I just want to tell you thank you, you know. And she'd always ask me every time she talked to me, do you see that bad thing? And I'd say, yeah, but not as strong or whatever. But anyway, we hung up the phone. I told my husband, I said, you know what? She didn't ask me if I saw the bad thing. And I said, but you know, I'm glad she didn't ask, because I still do. But, you know, I just kind of blew it off, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm an idiot, because it's 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
Well, honey, that very weekend, her husband, of all people, murdered her.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, sometimes you can get people around this stuff, but sometimes you can't. I mean, there's other cases. You know, I've seen a lot of people over the years. But, you know, I also feel there's been a whole lot of people that maybe did make choices that ended up with a very happy outcome, you know?
Okay, let's take some more calls. We've got Rob in South Dakota, first-time caller. Rob, born March 7th, 1972. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you on the program. Question first, or do you want her to go straight into this?
Sure, she can go straight into it. I feel like I'm so close to being on the right path, but then lately I've had so much fear and that whole the knowledge of good and evil has come into me, and I just want to, I'm really focused on it, and I'm just trying to be the best person I can be. And I thought, I better get some guidance, because sometimes we get blinded by what we think is right and what is right.
So true. Okay, go ahead, Angela.
You know, that's funny, because I'm actually asking myself similar things, and every day, and you can do this too. I'm putting out a prayer, and you can do whatever you believe, or, you know, just a thought if you don't believe in anything, but whatever, you know, that says, show me the right way, help me to do right, you know, because that's what I think we all need to do. And I think what you also have to do is, you know, again, you just have to say, today I want to do a head, heart, and gut check. That's my new thing now that I'm telling you, heart and gut. And you see if you got that balance. You know, you see if your head, heart, and gut is in agreement. And if it's not in agreement, you might want to hold back on decisions. You might want to hold back until you get that right vibe so that you can see, you know, if you're, you know, if it's in agreement, you're probably on the right path. If you're not in agreement, you're probably not. And, you know, sometimes, so, you know, I'm going to tell you again, sometimes you're doing everything right, and sometimes you still end up having, you know, stuff happen. And it's sometimes difficult, even when you're doing everything the way you're supposed to do it. And I think when it's like that, you know, sometimes maybe Earth is school, and maybe we're learning hard lessons. We're learning the lessons of being human, and we're learning about all the trials and tribulations that go along with a human existence. And so sometimes, you know, no matter what you do, it's going to feel kind of like a struggle or whatever. But in general, I think if you got that balance and you're putting out love and energy, it's going to work out, you know, the way it's supposed to, and hopefully it'll be for good. I think you do have a old soul, by the way. You got I think you've got a spiritual nature. I could be wrong, but you know, to me, you feel like a definite old soul and one who questions. And I feel like you are, and I could be wrong again, but you do feel to me like a person who does struggle a whole lot within. And you feel like you're really smart, and you got some anger. Now, I could be wrong, but you kind of got an edge to you. But it's kind of funny because on your surface, you're real soft, but you get under, and it's like, oh, he's got an edge. He could get kind of irritable if he wanted to. But I think that makes you kind of interesting, too, and I like interesting.
Do you ever get a block where you just don't that read?
Yeah, but, I mean, I get it. But now I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can walk into a person, oh, my God, you can't not read them, you know? But then sometimes, it's like a struggle. And, oh, you have to sometimes, you know, have to tell people you're going to have to help me by, you know, really guiding me to what you want to talk about or guiding me to what bothers you. But usually, you know, after you get comfortable with a person, you know, it's about just getting comfortable and establishing a mutual trust. But yeah, some days, you know, just like anything else, some days it's real easy, and some days you have to work at it.
I have to work at it, indeed. Angela, we're going to come back with final calls for you, but if people want to get a hold of you, where do they go?
AngelaVision@yahoo.com is my email, but go to my website, AngelaFayMoore.com.
All right, and we've got those links for you at coasttocoastam.com. And when we come back in just a moment, we're going to take final phone calls with Angela Moore. And also, I should invite you to like us on Facebook. We're coming up to a milestone where I need about 2,600 of you to like us on Facebook. And you push us to a new plateau. So you can just go to our website and do that. We're going to take open line calls next hour here on Coast to Coast AM. And when we come back in a moment with the psychic Angela Moore, we'll take your phone calls with her as well. Have you had an opportunity to watch her television program, Beyond Belief? Well, you can. It's that simple. Just go to this website, www.beyondbelief.com. And welcome back, Angela Moore, with us. We'll take your call. So, Angela, how about 2015? What's it going to be like for most of us?
I think that it's going to be a year where time speeds up a little bit. I think that things are going to start happening closer together, and more bigger events, let's say, could be happening closer together as well. I do think that, again, I'm going back to that fasten your seatbelt, it's going to be a bumpy ride. But I also think that there could be opportunities, you know, for a lot of joyfulness, too. So I think, again, it's going to be, you know, what are we going to focus on? The things that bring us good things that edify our spirit, or are we going to focus on the things that are, you know, dark and not so good. But I tell you, it feels a little bumpy. I'm not going to lie about it. So I think we need to kind of use our common sense and prepare, just like, you know, a storm's coming. If you live on the coast, you know, you go around, you shore up your defenses and stuff like that, right? Well, I think it's sort of like that. It's like maybe a little bit of a stormy season, you might say, but that don't mean it has to have a bad outcome either.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. Barbara in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Barbara, born on August 16th, 1943. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Sure thing. What would you like to know?
Well, I just had open heart surgery 3 weeks ago, and it has financially destroyed me to the point that when I got ready to pay my rent this month, I couldn't do it. So I feel like I'm losing my home. Is it going to be, can I do anything about it?
You got to be able to do something about it. Surely to goodness, there is an advocate group or something there that can help you. Contact your local churches and contact, you know, your social services. I feel like because of your circumstances, having a medical procedure, there's bound to be somebody that can help you over this hump and get you back on track. You know, so try really hard to not lose your hope, okay? And I'm definitely going to pray for you and we'll send you healing energy because we can do that, you know. Thoughts are another form of energy, and we can send energy through our thoughts. And I'm going to send, you know, those kind of vibes to you. It's not going to hurt, let me put it that way. And but I do feel like there's going to be an organization possibly that could help you. So your job is to network the heck out of all of them, call you social services, whatever. They can probably direct you from there to get somebody to pitch in and give you a little boost to get over this hump.
Barbara, what'd you have, bypass or what happened?
A triple bypass. I'd been having heart attacks for about 6 months and didn't realize it.
Bless your
heart. And how far are you behind in the mortgage?
It's not a mortgage. I rent because I'm on Social Security. And these people, if they don't get their rent, they'll kick you out in 10 days.
How much is your rent?
That's how it is anymore. I mean, that's how it is.
About $451.50 a month.
And how far behind are you?
Just this month.
Are you going to be okay after that?
Yeah, I can probably get myself back on. I wasn't expecting this to happen, but I've had to use what little bit I do get from my Social Security to pay what part the insurance did on my on the hospital, and it throwed me plumb out of whack this month.
Well, if you tell these people that I'm going to send you a check tomorrow for that amount, will they stop trying to chase you out of there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give Gina your address. I will personally mail you a check for $500, and you put it in your account, and you pay your rent for the month, okay?
All right.
Okay, I'm putting you on hold so we don't lose you. Gina, take care of that. Make sure
there
I get the address.
George, you are a good person. I'm going to send you every bit of healing and blessing energy I got for what you just did. You are my hero.
Well, I hope to God, Angela, not every listener calls because then I will go bankrupt.
But you are already a good man in my opinion, but you just rose in my estimation. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you right now.
Yeah, it's look, for $500, it will help her.
And it will come back to you. You know, that's what I'm talking about. If we do good, it'll come back to us. Somewhere down the road, that's going to come back to you. And I'm proud of you.
Well, we do what we have to do. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Los Angeles. Sandra, October 14th, 1950 on the wild card line. Hey, Sandra, go ahead.
Hello, George. Hi, Angela.
Hey.
Hi. After that lady's call, you know, you set an example for people, and everybody out there in the listening world can take note of that. And just if you can help one other person, it's doing a tremendous thing in their life. Some people are so desperate. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. That's really fantastic that you've done that. I'm a helper of mankind, too, and I do whatever I can, but, you know. You reach a lot of people, and you set an example, so that's great. Anyway, I'm a healer and a spiritual person, and I've been in metaphysics all my life. I was kind of born with an awareness, and I work on healing with animals and people, distant healing, psychic healing, things like that. Well, I've had a really interesting long life with a lot of activity in creative arts and music and writing music and singing and always studying the things that are on this program and so forth. But up until about 20 years ago, I rented an apartment, and I got real sick in it. It was full of mold, and I stayed there for 16 and a half years. And prior to that, I was writing music, and I was doing life casting, sculpture, all kinds of creative things, massage therapy, healing, tons of stuff I was into. But then when I went into that apartment, I did not do one single thing. I did a few healings that came to me, but I didn't do anything else for 16 and a half years. I was totally sick and completely, everything was wrong with me. I had everything wrong with me, and nobody could figure out what the problem was. After 16 and a half years, I had to move out of that unit, and that was about 2 years and 8 months ago, actually. And I'm recovering from the illnesses that I had in there, but I'm still without a place to live. There's like a blockage to every place I've looked into to get a place to live. People will not return phone calls or anything, and I'm actually living with my little dog, and we're just living in a motel every once in a while and in the car the part of the time. And I've never lived like this before, but just like this blockage of negativity to my whole life. I've always helped other people, but it hasn't come back to me in that way. It's like this blockage of me pursuing the good that I put out there. So something... That's what it feels like.
Yeah, evidently you're in the school of hard knocks right now, and I'm totally so sorry for your situation. And I will tell you the truth. I was actually thinking about somebody living like that earlier today. I bet I was picking you up and didn't know it. But, again, this is what I'm going to tell the other person. I'm going to tell you I don't think this is your forever place either, and it's really going to come down in your situation to persistence, 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 and then you'll get a break. And I honestly feel like October, November, especially November, there's a lot of energy with you. I think it's a definite turning point. So I think you just got to keep on just keep on and keep on and keep on until you finally get that break. And I think, you know, like once you bottom out, and you have bottom out, then you've gotten a place to go but up. But, you know, that's what I was saying, you know, earlier, too. It's like sometimes really bad things do happen to really good people. And, you know, sometimes there's not really going to be, I don't think, an understanding of, you know, I mean, you can say these things and it's this reason or that reason, but no matter what, it just doesn't feel right. It feels, you know, terrible, but I think there is a higher cause to it, and I think there is a higher purpose, even if we don't understand it. So even though I know you're suffering, I do believe that there, and I know because of your spiritual nature, you understand that there is a higher purpose, even if you don't get it right now. And I do think you will get your life back. I think you're going to get your life back, and I'm really happy that you're taking care of your little dog, by the way. Good for you.
I've got to ask Angela, too. Do you find that... because of what's happening around this world, this planet, that more people are uptight than ever before?
Yes, that's what I was saying at the very beginning. And it's that's the thing that kind of alarms me, is so much tension, and then that turns into negativity. It's like it's fear. You got two emotions, as you know, you got love and you got fear, and everything kind of, you know, traces back to one or the other, right? And right now you've got too much fear, and because of that, you know, it's manifesting itself in anger or rage or you know, just hurtfulness and all this kind of stuff. And that's got to shift. And that's what I was, you know, carrying on about at the beginning. People have kind of got to get that understanding that if they want to get a better world, you kind of start with your little corner of it, right? And you got to start doing what you can in your little piece of the world, and maybe that'll spread. But, you know, it feels difficult.
Tammy in Rayland, Ohio. Tammy, May 4th. 1974. Hello, Tammy. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
I was calling. I've been having a lot of negative around me for the last couple of years, and it's so easy for me to, it seems to, one little thing, and I automatically just, it downwells spirals into negativity and the fear of what else will come. And September, it's like something lifted, and I've been trying to think more positive. So I called tonight to see what your what Angela might be picking up, if things are going to smooth out or what.
let's hope they smooth out. What do you think, Angela?
I think that she already answered her own question. I think, you know, when you said that in September it kind of lifted, I think, you know, you answered yourself, you know, that maybe that energy has lifted. And by the way, 2 years seems to be a number. It's coming up a lot with a lot of people I see. That seems to have been like almost a trial for a lot of people. So you're not alone in what you're feeling there. And, you know, I want to feel like I'm supposed to tell you, too, to take care of your physical body. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, nutrition, the right stuff that you need to make yourself healthy, because I feel like your body is a little vulnerable right now. You know, that's what stress does to a person. It kind of, you know, gets with you physically. So make sure you're maintaining wellness, let me put it that way, so that you can stay, you know, in a good place physically. And I think you got a really good core. I'm not worried about you. I'm just saying common sense, you know, try to do that. And that will help you maybe to keep a good attitude. You might even, you know, do some research into some supplements or something like that to kind of help you maintain your mood. And, you know, hormones will get the best of you too sometimes. So just make sure that you're kind of focusing on, not only on, you know, focusing on what's positive, but focus on your physical well-being as well.
The moment that we move into what I call the fourth quarter, which is what we're in now, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, all this, it's a great time of year.
Uh-huh.
How do you pick up these next 3 months? What do you sense?
It's a time of transition. I feel it's a time of suddenness. There might be a sense of suddenness, especially November, where things could kind of surge forward as far as world events and whatnot. And I think people are going to be maybe more preparing to accept some greater truth. And by the way, I don't even know what that means. I just feel like I'm supposed to say it. But I feel like it's going to be a little bit of intensity coming up. I do think that we're bracing maybe for a lot of conflict in the world, which I hope we can avoid, but it kind of doesn't look like it.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you're getting cornered, you know? It's almost like I said, people are kind of bent on destruction, and it don't have to be that way. Or, you know what, maybe it does. Maybe this is a human lesson that we have to get until we finally get it right. I don't know. You tell me.
Let's go to Postville, Illinois. JR's with us August 24th, 1966. Hey, JR, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, I was wondering, you know, what your guests thought about my birth date and everything. You know, that was the same day that the White House was burnt down by the British. So I was kind of curious, what do you see for me?
Okay. August 24th, 1966. Angela, go ahead.
All righty. Well, first of all, I'm going to kind of tell you the same thing I told that last person. I think you want to put maybe your energy into maintaining wellness, to in the physical well-being. I also think that you are obviously a thinker, and, you know, to even know that that coincidence there for your birthday. So I think that, you know, also make sure that you're not overthinking stuff and focusing on the things that will be, you know, bring you joy and productivity in your life. And I feel like you might be going to do something, change your appearance a little bit. And I don't know what, maybe your hair or facial hair or something, but it wouldn't surprise me. You can do what you want, but it wouldn't surprise me to hear that maybe one day you look in the mirror and think, I think I might need to do something a little different.
Well, you talk about facial hair. 2 weeks ago, I had a little trimmer guide on my mustache trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's my trademark. I've had it since the beginning of time. Well, the trimmer guide fell off. I didn't know that. So I went to trim my mustache, and I whacked off the whole half of it.
And
I'm looking at myself saying, okay, so do I put cotton in Diet Black? what do I do to balance it out? And I had to go to Denver the next day to tape the Beyond Belief television shows. So I had to shave the entire mustache off.
Oh my.
And it's growing back now. It's been 2 weeks. But I got to tell you, it was weird. It was like the emperor doesn't have any clothes.
Oh, I understand. My husband has a mustache, and he shaved his off for a little while. And it was like, I do not know who that is. I get it.
Let's go next to Jan in Los Angeles. First-time caller. We don't have much time. Jan in January 1st, 2255. Her name threw me. Jan is Jan.
Okay.
There you go, Jan. Go ahead.
Hi, Angela. Hi, George.
Hi, Jan. Go ahead, Angela.
What can I do for you today?
Well, anyway, I'm involved with water conservation, and I have been kind of put together with two different companies. One's out of Australia and one's out of Florida, and I just wanted to see what's showing up as far as, you know, trying to get these products to the public and trying to get the politicians in California to, you know, to be more open-minded.
Good luck, honey. Good luck with that. I mean, honestly, when you're dealing with politicians and stuff like that, they're going to follow the money, and I guess they're just going to let their house burn down around them before they, you know, realize what they need to do. But when you said Australia, it popped. So whatever you're doing there, there's a lot of energy. Florida didn't feel half bad. So basically, I'm just going to say whatever you're doing, kind of keep doing it. Be very persistent. I think you've got it in you. You've got a resolve in you that I do not feel in the vast majority of people that I, you know, talk to. So there's something in you that I think you've maybe given this mission because there's something in you that can actually fulfill it. So you just keep on keeping on. You just keep walking that path. You keep beating that on that door till it opens for you. I do think you'll get the ear of a politician. Do whatever you can do to get attention, as long as it's, you know, positive. But you got to be careful how you talk to people and stuff, because if you talk, you know, to them in an aggressive way, they won't hear you. So you got to make sure that you talk in a way that you can be heard. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it seems important that you are careful in the choice of words or how you phrase things so that people will be open and come towards you and not be put off. Not that you're an off-putting person, but they might be afraid of the whole subject, you know, because they maybe don't know how they're supposed to deal with it. So other than that, just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, Angela, thank you so much. You've been great with our listeners, and we're going to take heed with some of the things you have said. Up next, 2 hours of open lines, Friday night into Saturday morning. Anything goes. We're going to open up a hotline. I'll tell you about that in a second as well. I'm George Norrie, and we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.